Chapter 17. Just a word of warning. Children's lives are largely made up of words, the words of their parents and those whom they love and admire. A mother can fill her boy's heart with zeal for an education and for a position in life, or she can with words destroy the finest spirit that was ever given to a home. The children are word-made. What do I mean? Their lives are made up of words of their parents and loved ones. The wife little appreciates the power of words on her husband's life. When he loses his job, she could scold him and tell him that he is no good. He was whipped before he came home, but he would then be doubly whipped. Instead, she puts her arms around him and says, "That's all right, dear. You'll get a better position. You are worthy of a better job anyway." He goes out the next morning, thrilled by the touch of her lips, and her words have filled him with courage and confidence. He leaves her heart filled with joy and gladness, and she says, "What a man God gave me." He says, "What a woman you gave me, Lord." They have learned the secret of words. A few devastating words could have filled his mind with confusion, his heart with pain, and his eyes with tears. Words give heartache, and words give strength and comfort and faith. Let's be careful of the words we use. Don't tell that story you heard the other day about this man or that woman. Don't let any other ears be poisoned as your ears have been poisoned with it. Never repeat scandal. Never repeat the calamity things. Let others do the talking about that. You keep your lips for beautiful things, helpful things, comforting things. That is your job.